Ooh, that sounds good. Dixieland Christmas. Woohoo! Welcome back, y'all, to hour four of Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition, where we get together for 4 hours every Saturday morning just to try our very best at becoming your best friend. If you own a home or want to own a home in the great state of Arizona, Rosie on the House is the safest, most reliable place for you to start. We have the oldest referral directory ever created in the universe, older than any other referral directory that could come to mind. And we're very fortunate to say that for 6 years in a row, we've been elected by Arizona homeowners as the most reliable contractor referral directory in the entire state. And that beats the national brands and those out-of-region brands. And I'll tell you why it beats them. Because we are local building remodeling experts, and no one makes it through our screening process that doesn't go through an extensive screening process. No one screens tighter than Rosie on the House. And we're not the biggest referral directory, but we're very humbled and very flattered that you, the Arizona homeowners, think of us as the best, the number one contractor referral directory. And then our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, is like an encyclopedia for Arizona homeowners, okay? You own a home or want to own a home in Arizona? There's hardly a question you could ask that hasn't already been asked. We've been doing this show for 28 years, taking your calls live on air. Those questions all get posted to our website. Literally, Romy, what are there, hundreds of pages in our website? Hundreds of pages?
Thousands
of pages in our website, just of questions and answers that people want to know what's the right way to handle this or that situation or how to tackle this or that particular problem. So we're here for the purpose of becoming your best friend. We do it through the website. We do it through the referral directory. We do it through the live broadcast every Saturday morning. And now we're doing it through the texts.
411-923. You can text in your question, comment, or I guess that would be all, a question or a comment.
Think of all the things we've covered just this today. We started with Small Business Saturday, shopping local. Then we had a global phone call from Tbilisi, Georgia, visiting with my oldest daughter, Rachel, talking about what shopping local there means, where you can't even find celery. but there's a whole row of Nutella on the row of grocery. We talked about all the great places in Arizona that you can fill up your local Shop Arizona gift basket.
All across the state.
We talked about Green Valley Pecans. We talked about Pangea Bakery up in Prescott. We talked about plenty of places right here in the Phoenix area. Then we went to John J. Harper, the Landscape Hour. Talked about how each one of you, if we want to be your best friend, we are going to ask a favor of you. We want you to cut your water consumption 10% over the course of the next year. If every consumer in Arizona would conserve just 10% of their water consumption, that would be enough water to supply an entire city of 50,000 people for an entire year. A challenge has been laid. How are you going to save 10% of your water? We talked about that in the 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour was open line. We talked about ladder safety. We talked about light bulbs down in Tucson. And now here we are at the 10 o'clock hour, and we've got the text completely lit up. We've got the phone calls completely lit up. Romy, I'm going to leave it up to you. You're the one that's so busy pushing buttons here. Where do you want to go from here, buddy?
On hold longest, let me see here, is I think this one will be Tom and Chandler at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, hey, sir. Tom.
Right now, my water line for my plants and my house are all on the same line. And we go away for the summer back to Wisconsin. And what I'd like to do is shut the water off for the house and yet let the water lines for the plants continue. Is it possible, and I'm sure it is, to separate those two? And I guess how extensive and how how much of a cost would it be?
Well, Tom, what vintage is your home? When was it built?
I'd say early 90s.
Okay. Well, I'm guessing that's probably already done, but the shutoff valve is in the wrong place.
Oh.
As you go around probably to the front of your house, there'll be a hose bib there, and there should be a shutoff valve, 8 to 10 inches above the ground that turns the water off into your house.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. Now, if I proceed up from that shutoff valve, it should split again. There should be a vacuum breaker mounted there, and that line then feeds your irrigation valve box. What you need is a shutoff right behind that vacuum breaker going into the house. And then you would simply turn that valve off, and your lines are already split.
Okay. All right. Well, then I would just need to have a plumber here to do that.
That's it.
Correct?
And you've got Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, you've got Babcock Plumbing, and you've got Walker Plumbing that all are Rosie certified that serve your part of the valley.
Okay, we'll give them a call.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You've been very helpful.
Tom. Thanks for listening. We appreciate the time you spend with us. Electric problem in Tucson?
Are we going there?
Yeah.
All right. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Everybody gets scared when Rosie starts talking about how to fix electrical things.
Yeah. Hi, Rosie. Good morning.
Hey, Bruce.
I have a house that was built in 65. One of the electric lines in my house, just for unknown reasons, went dead. Well, it's hard to trace the line without tearing the walls apart, but what I've done is I've rewired every outlet. I've checked the circuit breaker. I replaced that with one that I knew was good, and the line is still dead. I even went so far as to connect the bare ends of an electric cord into the terminal end of the outlet and trace that back, and all the outlets seem to be working that way. So I'm kind of at the point where unless I start tearing out walls, I don't know how to solve this problem.
And as best you can tell, Paul, it's all one circuit and it all serves electrical receptacles.
That's correct.
Now, tell me again, how did you get the receptacles to work?
On the last receptacle on the line, after I took out the circuit breaker, I took the bare ends of an electric cord and shipped the wires, plugged that into an outlet that was working, and plugged the bare ends into the last receptacle and then rewired it and traced it back.
Well, that was pretty clever.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it didn't help.
But I'm glad you said it and not me, because they'd probably put me in jail for recommending that. But that's pretty, but that's pretty clever. All right, Bruce, here's how I would handle that at my house, okay? You've tested the breaker and replaced it. We're confident the breaker's good. The break in the line, the break in the continuity has to be from that breaker to the first receptacle we get to. I would just kind of take a look at the situation and say, if I were the electrician and all of this was in the framing stages, this would be the first receptacle, and then I would go to that one and that one and that one. I'd go to that first receptacle with a circuit indicator, which is not something you plug into the receptacle, but it's actually the size of a ballpoint pen, and you press the button and it lights up and makes a little beeping noise if it indicates any circuitry in that junction box at all. If that first one isn't getting it, now when you kind of did your reverse thing where you took the cords and plugged it in the receptacle and it fed back to the other receptacles, did it feed all the way? Could you test it with circuit breaker all the way back at the breaker? Was it sending power from that?
I didn't test it at the breaker box that way.
Okay. Well, the break is somewhere between that first receptacle and the breaker box. That should greatly eliminate how much demo you have to do. And what I would do is I would just go to the store and I would just buy some Romex. I'd take it to that breaker and I would just unroll it all the way to that first receptacle. And you can isolate the wiring in that junction box. The lines that feed that junction box from the circuit breaker, just kind of push them off to the side, refeed it, and see if that doesn't light your whole circuit up. At that point, now all we're trying to do is replace that short section, which is probably going to be the problem. You've already talked about the fact that you've rewired the junction boxes. You've checked to make sure that wasn't just a loose electrical wire nut or something like that. And then at the point that doesn't work, Bruce, do what I would do at my house. I call a local licensed electrician, and in your neighborhood in Tucson, that's the Solar Store. Their number is 520-322-5180. And you let them know you've got an electrical problem. You visited with Rosie on air. And electrical is one I can only on the air talk people through the very easiest of solutions. I don't want people lighting up the neighborhood trying to solve electrical problems in their house. But Bruce, that's clever. If I ever get stumped again, I'm gonna remember that trick. I learned a lot of my tricks from listeners.
It's a great resource for us.
Most
of
the redneck listeners that aren't afraid to try something like that. Thank you for the call, Bruce.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation live on air or text in 411-923. Keep it short, under 120 characters. Make sure you include your name and city. That's 411-923. It's Saturday morning. Rosie on the house.